You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Come baby, on my fire.
Come on, baby, won't you light this man's fire? Let
Please.
Me watch in the corner.
Light my fire.
Because I'm into flames.
Do a shout out to Mr. Shane Moore.
Shane Moore, shout out to you, sir.
Said, very good week this week in relation to last week's episode.
Yeah, man, not the only person. Mark O'Toole DM'd me personally on Instagram and said, boys, you're saying you don't have a lot to talk about, but I love the story about Old Boy.
Now, the thing about it is, so we have been talking about a lot of stories over the last, was it three or four episodes.
From Christmas time.
And they've all been our Christmas stories. And we've somehow, we have got, so Christmas, we had this cow and it was fat. It was full of milk.
Juicy.
And we milked that cow. We milked it over a longer period of time. Usually, we would milk it and we'd go, that's on the teeth. And then boom, cow's empty.
Yeah.
But we decided to milk her slower.
Do you know what happened?
We caressed her back.
Man, we weren't even milking the cow. At time we had our hands over the nipples and then you and I would be in the field and you'd say, Jesus, look at the turkey in the next field.
Go, oh, let's go look at the turkey.
And we'd forget about the cow. We'd forget about it and then we'd bring it on to the next story. The last few episodes, we've come into the studio with an idea in our heads as to what we're going to talk about and then we go on ridiculous tangents.
This week is different. We're back.
We've got to behave ourselves.
We've got to be good. We've got to be good this week.
We have company. We're not by ourselves.
1 minute. So I'm afraid this lady is going to be working or something. That's why she said 12 o'clock of a Wednesday. So the second that goes 12, we're ringing her. And don't worry, Nathan. Not on Zoom.
No. Oh, are
I
you
asked
serious?
Her, I asked her about
is this
Skype.
Over Skype?
Yeah, I got on Skype.
Fair 12. Play to you, Graham.
It's so much more difficult to do it on Skype.
You have organized this, baby. I appreciate your
I
work.
Said it last week, didn't I?
Can you maybe give us an insight as to who we're going
this
to be chatting to?
This is a Little Big Podcast listener who contacted us over the Christmas. Said, likes the work. If you're ever stuck for a guest, feel free to give me a call.
Do you know what's cool? This lady is more or less the same age as us.
Yeah.
We grew up in the same era. It's the first time we've ever done this on the podcast.
We are going to be so... I can never remember how to get into this.
See, I think that's the problem. That's where we fail.
What's my password?
Her name is Fiona. You're going to know that because I'm going to title the podcast with her name. Do we know her surname?
Nope.
Don't know her surname. We can find that out.
Oh, what's my password?
It's kind of like going on a date because I know nothing about this person. I just have a name. Let's hope she shows.
Do you know when you're typing so many passwords and it's just kind of, it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
And then you actually get it and you go, I don't know what that was.
Do you have a lot of different passwords?
I don't. I have a lot of variations of a password. Capital letters and extra numbers and stuff like that. It's got to a stage now where I don't know what it is anymore. It's so difficult.
I'm nervous.
I'm screwed when I change laptop. Or they say that it stays in the cloud. Oh, I can hope so. The only thing I'm nervous about is trying to get this to work.
Is Fiona from Dublin?
I have no clue.
We have no idea.
I decided not to. Sometimes I would give a few questions. But do you think she told us that she's a fan of pop culture from the same era as we are?
Because she's the same age as us.
So the likes of Corrie, EastEnders, Big Brother, X Factor. If you don't like
Noel Graham,
those shows in their prime, then you ain't going to like this
don't
episode.
Don't say turn off, because turn off. We'll still have some information. I'm sure she went to college. I'm sure she's gone on holidays. It's going to be relatable, guys. Don't worry.
Did she send me an invite on Skype?
So how are you anyway? Hope you're well. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I keep checking the charts. We're not in it.
Yeah, those days are gone, man. Forget about that.
I think hacking's going on.
Wait, no. Maybe I have to click the... This is the same crap every week we have to do. Can we not just do it on Zoom? Like, what's the big deal?
Hey.
Why can't we do it on Zoom?
Zoom would be as difficult.
We'd be talking to her now.
I'm sensing hostility. You don't hate this.
I hate Skype. I hate it.
But
listen, this is how bad Skype is.
You want a quick fix.
This is how bad Skype is.
This is like you want a tattoo and you just want to get it from some shite stall in Magaluf.
Skype is so bad that Skype had the video call market. Skype had it. The world turned to video call market. And it's nowhere to be seen.
Because of marketing.
Company.
It's because of marketing.
No one knew anything about Zoom. No one knew anything about Zoom. Is this an invite? Oh.
Sorry about that weird noise.
That
I just
throat.
Drank water and I think water was stuck in my throat. Oh. Tell me you don't like this call. Tell me you don't like that
Skype.
Tune. Oggy, oggy.
I hate Skype.
Oi, oi, oi.
I hate Skype.
Fiona.
Hello.
Fiona.
Fiona, I hate Skype.
We're on Skype, baby.
I hate Skype so much.
Stop, Graham.
Yes, Skype is it's a very poor man's Zoom.
It's not shit.
Fiona, I was just saying to Nathan there, I go, the world changed nearly a year ago where the whole world turned to video calling. Skype had the market. And then it was nowhere to be seen.
Just because of the marketing, Graham, wasn't great
missed
for Skype.
Out, missed out on a chance.
I will say, though, you did send me an invite, which took me directly to your account, which was fantastic.
Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you very much for that. When's the last time you used Skype?
Oh, God, I would say 2013.
That was a great year, Fiona.
Bet you're on a J1.
No, I did a year abroad of my degree. You could go to like the US, but I didn't have any money, so I went to the very glamorous Glasgow instead.
Will you like some haggis?
We're straight in there. Okay, let's
here,
go
welcome
back a
Fiona.
Bit. Let's go back.
This is like a party, Fiona. Graham and Nathan's a little big podcast. You're invited.
Well, I've got the email here, the original,
read
to bring
the email,
us back
Graham.
To why it did. Hey, Graham and Nathan, I'm a big fan of the Little Big Podcast. I discovered the podcast via Dara Quilty's Different Pod and have been sure to listen every week since. I've managed to listen to episodes as far back as October 2019. Now, are you a fan of Dara Quilty, the radio presenter, and then that got you onto his podcast? I'm interested. We're big fans of Dara here.
Exactly, yeah. So I was kind of discovered him on 98FM shortly before he was leaving for the US and I was like, oh no. So followed him on Instagram, then I saw he was doing a podcast and his first episode was Dermot Whelan and I was like, oh, unreal, and kept on listening and then came upon yourselves. So
hello.
Like some turd on the sugar loaf and you walked into it and it was so stuck into your shoe you went, oh
yeah,
fine.
There was no going back. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Initially I must say that I was not too keen on the jazz.
Yeah,
but it's like a bad smell that I've gotten used to, and it'd be weird without it now.
It
now,
will
Fiona,
be weird. Be...
You are part of the podcast. You can ask for no jazz this week.
No, I think it's only right.
Oh, Fiona, thank you.
Probs.
We're in a jazz bar right now. That's about to be shut down.
I'm of a similar vintage to yourselves, hashtag LeavingSir 2010, and I'm hitting 30 this year also. This is it. Mm-hmm. So I truly appreciate the references to heavyweight celebrities like Darius Doc Cotton and Hayley Cropper. Yes, yes, yes.
Big hitter.
If you're ever badly stuck for a guest, yes. I volunteer to discuss pop culture references with yourselves that are approximately 15 years out of date. Keep
Brilliant.
Up the good work / weird work, Fiona. Fiona, we will get to those weird pop culture references. That is mainly why you are on. But what's your story? Are you working from home? Where are you from?
What's your full name?
We know nothing
Fiona.
About you.
Fiona, I must know your surname because I'm going to title
PBS
this podcast.
Number is, I'm from County Cork, from a farming background. Moved to Dublin 6 years ago and working up here now. And I'm currently, working from home and going stir crazy.
What area of Dublin are you living in? Do you mind me asking?
I lived for 3 years in Ranelagh and now I'm about 3 years in Terenure.
Ranelagh's the dream, Fiona.
Beautiful.
It is the dream and it's so handy, but
it's very
the place
expensive.
Has just fallen apart.
Where in Ranelagh did you live?
It was, where AIB and the bakery was? There was like a cul-de-sac. I was at the very bottom of that.
Oh, so the natural bakery, wasn't that beside AIB?
Not any. Yep. It was then a turn to Owen Murphy's constituent office, which was very apt. And now it is the Village Butcher, which has moved.
Oh, the meat is gorgeous. I walked by it the other day.
I used to live on Sallymount Avenue. You know where the Bank of Ireland is across from Humphreys?
Yes.
Down that one in an absolute shithole. I imagine, was yours the same? If you said it was falling apart?
As in extra, a bedroom that really should have been like a living room, but kind of a wall put up to make another bedroom and a smaller living room kind of thing.
Isn't it crazy that Ranelagh is this perceived real posh place?
Mm.
And there's so many shite houses there. Like our place, we had two bedrooms. There was two of us each in it I think we were in third year. But the window wouldn't close properly. So we had to wear our hoodies and jumpers in bed. The toilet kept on getting blocked.
Yeah, similar to mine. Yeah,
horrendous.
My window was like warped and the wood was just out of place and wouldn't actually latch. It was a disaster.
Sorry to just cut everyone off. Can I ask Fiona, what's your surname? Just to title this podcast. I asked a few minutes ago, but I didn't have the confidence to ask again.
No, it's okay. I was going to give you like an alter ego name, but now that you've asked me again, it's Clancy.
Can you write that down?
I'll write it down. And what was your favourite pub in Ranelagh back in the day?
Oh,
it's not back in the day. It's only
McSorley's. McSorley's was a good shout, but then Tap House was literally a 30-second walk.
Oh, that's where you'll find me.
Amazing.
No.
You'll find me there, Tap House, with an espresso martini upstairs. I'm waiting for someone because that's where I used to go on Tinder dates. Bit of gossip, guys. It's all coming out. I wear my heart on my sleeve. What can I say?
I thought you were more of a Birchall's man.
Birchall's, not really a dating venue.
So why Tap House?
Tap House because it's a bit sexy. I'm a fan of the film Crazy Stupid Love, Fiona. I wanted to embody Ryan Gosling and it just didn't work out.
How many dates did you go to Tap House?
I'd say two.
Okay.
And they weren't great. It was one of those dates where you have expectations, you feel like you're going to get on, and then a few minutes into it, you're a bit too early. Like, I was physically too early there, waiting around, trying to find a seat.
Did you have a drink?
Did have a drink.
Yeah.
You probably...
Did you pick a book off the shelf?
There's so many books, isn't it?
Are they real books?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Look, it didn't work out for me, but thankfully I found my girlfriend.
How many drinks did you have on each date?
Well,
can you remember?
I would tend to just have the one pint, but I remember, guys, I don't mind.
You would have one pint and then the date would be over.
Oh, no, sorry. I thought you said before
the person would
arrive.
No.
How many in total?
Can you remember how long they went on for?
It would depend, Greg.
Well, that's what I'm asking, Nathan.
How long it's a piece of string. I don't know. It depends
how incredible journalism.
It depends how the night's going. Maybe if it begins at 7, it ends at 11:30.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm just wondering. I'm wondering, was there any time where you turned up there and then it was so bad you go, I have to go after one drink?
No. When you're there, you have to have a drink.
Okay.
So I'd probably say 4 or 5 pints.
Jesus
all right.
Christ, this fella. Oh, jeez, Fiona, I'm trying to get him to open up here.
I feel like I'm being, interrogated.
Yeah.
But guys, it just made me remember, I was on a date before on 37 Dawson Street.
Jeez, all right? This guy likes the posh areas of town, huh?
Look, Fiona, you know yourself. You want to paint the town red from time to time. I'm in there. It was a weird day. I think it was a Tuesday. Tuesday evening. And
oh, yeah. He's just coming to work hungover.
Look.
Jesus Christ.
Add a bit of spice to the show. I was like Les Dennis.
Hey, very good.
Thank you, Fiona. Thank you for humouring me.
I'm trying.
I'm a little bit nervous here.
Wait a second. Is Les Dennis the snooker player or the comedian or the magician?
What?
Which one is Les Dennis, Fiona?
See the blonde hair guy?
He used to do Family Fortunes back in the day, wasn't he?
Yeah. So
first old reference ticked off. I love it.
I'm proud of myself, I have to say.
I don't know. Who am I thinking of? What's the magician with that died recently? With the wife?
Oh, she was... Was she something McGee?
Yes, Debbie McGee.
Oh, yeah.
And Fiona, come on. This is
Paul.
I can see him. I can see him in front of me.
Paul and Debbie, it's Paul.
Louis Theroux did a documentary with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think.
Can't think, guys.
Will I look it up?
You do while I just explain why I'm telling this story. It was a Tuesday where you buy...
Daniels.
Daniels, damn it.
Yeah. I didn't even
it's
look
gonna
it
be
up.
A long podcast if I'm already struggling.
I didn't even look it up. I just came to
it. Did you? It was a Tuesday.
Like magic.
Oh, Jesus Christ! This is going to be a long episode. It was a Tuesday where if you bought one gin and tonic, you got a second one. I was on the beers, and she goes, "Can I have a gin and tonic?" So I already have a beer at the table, and then I'm given two gin and tonics, and she goes, "Jesus, you're buying me two. What are you trying to do here, you creep?" And I went, "No, there's a deal." Oh, this is bad PR. Graham, you weren't paying attention when I was saying the
picture
story.
Of Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee. They were a great couple. So you moved to Terenure. What's Terenure now like in comparison to Ranelagh? What is it kind of like where all the people from the country go to feel like they're posh, where they settle? That's what I imagine Terenure is like.
It feels more like a village kind of feel, whereas Ranelagh felt a lot more like yuppies.
And who do you live with, Fiona?
So it's all randomers, but we all get on well.
Oh, that's good.
And there's five in the house.
Oh, that's packed.
Yeah.
And can I ask what line of work are you in?
I am an accountant.
Oh. How would you like to do our accounts? There's not much money... But we're trying to save as much as we can.
I wouldn't recommend myself. No.
So I'll tell you, Fiona, listen, a little history about myself and Nathan. So we were made become contractors in our job. We didn't understand what that was once we got a new job. So we had to get our own accountants. So me and Nathan got the same accountant. But, you know, me being me, I like to understand what's going on. So when I have to pay a lump sum at the bloody October, whenever it is, I like to understand why I'm paying this amount of money and how come I'm not paying, blah, blah. So I started asking our shared accountants a few questions.
I do want to just say before you carry on.
Yeah.
I'm still with my accountant. Do not defame them
I'm not defaming.
I will sue you.
I just said I was asking a question and then they said, all right, and is this a common practice across the accountants that, well, I've all... Basically said, I'm paraphrasing now. Basically,
paraphrasing and making things up.
I've already told you that, so you can go to my previous emails.
Person had a long day.
So Fiona, do you know what happened to that accountant? Bye bye.
You got.
Got rid. Ooh. No one messes with me when it comes to my finances. Got a new one. Love him. Shout out Ian.
Fiona
sorts me out.
Will say I am in this sort of toxic relationship, but I don't have any self respect for myself.
Nathan wants to get free dental, but he can't figure it out through his PRSI.
Fiona, I was outside the dentist last week and I looked like a mug. I was in Grand Canal. I was all set to get my teeth cleaned and they said, sorry, you're not eligible for dental benefits. And I went,
yeah, I've had the same problem and I can't figure that out either.
What the hell's going on, Fiona?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you got it before.
I got it before. I got it last year. They said I have to wait 4 years. I went, do you want me to lose all my molars?
Molars.
That's how D4 people. Daddy, will you buy a molar?
Made of gold.
Do you work for a firm or do you work for... What kind of accountancy do you do? Because I know there's different ones. Because one of my friends, my best friend is an accountant. And I said, here, you just sort out things for me and I'll throw you a couple hundred quid at the end of the year. And he goes, oh, I don't do that. That's personal tax you're dealing with.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't do any of that. I would be clueless. And like, you know, random relatives would be like, oh, can I have a bit of tax advice? And I'm like, no, couldn't even begin to tell you.
So
not at all.
Do you come from a big family, Fiona?
Medium 5 in total.
That's right. That'd be a big
family. That's big.
And
but middle child syndrome, so, you know, I'm always in need of self, you know, assurance.
Well, you're doing fantastic so far on the podcast, Fiona. You're with a fantastic guest. What's life like on the farm? Do you go home often?
Well, nowadays, not so much with the whole pandemic and stuff. But yeah, I'm very bad. I don't really understand what's going on the farm half the time. I like, if I'm required to put wellies on and stand in a field, I'll do that. But the ins and outs of it, the business side, I'm totally clueless.
So it's a family run farm.
Yeah, it's just my dad doing it. But it was dairy and beef, and he's recently just kind of reined it into just beef.
Okay. Any poultry?
No poultry. No, I'm afraid not.
Just the cows.
Just the cows, yeah.
How many cattle would you have now? How much cattle?
Oh, Jesus. 70 in total.
It's a nice size farm.
Yeah, so it's handy, yeah.
So does it make you, I'm trying to think, growing up on a farm, being surrounded by cows.
As opposed to money, like Nathan was.
You look out the window and the money tree is there. Yeah.
Instead of cows, I had bottles of San Pellegrino. And we'd milk them dry. But does it make you fearless around livestock? Like, are you afraid of dogs or sheep?
Well, weirdly that you mentioned dog and sheep. We never had a dog, which lots of people are like, on a farm you didn't have a dog? Mm. And my dad was always afraid that if we got a dog, it might attack neighbours' sheep. Oh. And then you'd be like liable or whatever. Yeah. So, with, like, you know, certain dogs, I'd be a bit like, oh, because I'm kind of inexperienced with dogs. But yeah, like, you kind of get some common sense. You kind of know to, right, stay away from the bull who could, you know, destroy you if it wanted to. But in terms of, like, calves and cattle and stuff, you're kind of, yeah.
So, right. Last week's episode, talking about the new housemate, Sean, and he lives on a cattle farm, and he was telling us all about the bull. It's insane.
Is it just one bull and loads of cows?
One bull goes around and rides all the cows.
It's like Hugh Hefner.
And he says you can have a bull for 17, 18, 19 years, and if you, like, that's why you don't want to go near a bull where they will charge you because they're so full of testosterone.
Now,
if they're fit to ride all these cows during the day, they're just
Are they naturally riding the cow, or is it all mechanical?
In what way would it be mechanical?
It varies. Like, there's also, like, artificial insemination where you get, like, a guy comes out and just does the scientific.
Yeah. But why are you looking at me with two heads, Graham?
No, because I thought you thought there would be the cow would get on some sort of machine. you said mechanical.
No, I mean
whatever they're into.
I meant, artificial insemination.
And how does that work?
Someone just kind of touches the cow.
I think they, like, insert a kind of a device.
Oh my God.
Again, clearly I'm not.
Well, Graham,
such a fascinating
Are you
word.
Thinking, I suppose old school would be you take the bull, you take the cow, we're not watching you, you guys have fun.
See, the question we had to Sean was, say there was 10 cows in a field and the bull was going round and he was let out.
Yeah.
What if the bull fancied one cow in particular and just wanted to keep on riding that one cow? And I said, is there ugly and good looking cows? And Sean was like, no.
Jesus, hard to know.
But I'm like, well, I'm sure cows look at us like we all look the same. And I'm sure all cows look the same.
True,
so what if he had this affection towards one specific cow? So that was kind
of... They'd probably just get that cow out of the field, so to limit his options, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's like a Hollywood film. And then the cow has to watch its lover. Oh my God. So do you have brothers, sisters? Who do you have?
Older brother, younger sister, but my younger sister passed away a few years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
What was her name?
Louise.
Oh, that's very sad.
How are you with everything, okay?
Yeah, not too bad these days. At the time, it was pretty tough. Like, I would have been 24 and she was 22.
Oh, God.
So, and my mom passed away at the same time. So
oh,
it was,
I'm sorry.
Very sorry about that.
Tragic.
And how
well,
do you...
Sorry to bring
no,
it
not
to
at home. All, not
oh,
at all.
Good.
And how do you find balancing Dublin life with going home to the country? Because I know what my journey is, what, 3 hours, I think? But it's a bit longer down to Cork, isn't it?
I usually would have gotten the train, and it's kind of like 2 hours 15 minutes, and then another like half an hour drive from there. So it eats up a lot of your weekend when you would go home. But yeah. Yeah, no, like, you know, you're kind of in Dublin for a while, and then you're like, oh yeah, I better go home. And then when you're like home, you're like, Jesus, I needed to get out of Dublin.
It is so true. Have you found the older you got, the more you really appreciate being down home in the country?
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of be looking around, I'm like, God, this place is actually very scenic and picturesque. But when I was younger, I was just like, oh, it's all green.
Yeah, can't wait to get out.
So where did you go to college, Fiona?
So I went to UCC, but lived out of home in college. And yeah, so it was a 4-year degree. And then on my third year, I went to Glasgow.
Yeah, we need to talk about Glasgow. I was in Glasgow.
Glasgow was class.
2002, I think, when I was at the Irish Dancing Championships. So I can't really remember much of it.
Because you were dancing so much.
Not because I was...
His feet were bleeding.
I was drunk and I can't remember a thing. I didn't really get to see much of it. Do you know the armadillo? Is that what it's called? Is that what they nickname it? Oh, maybe I got that wrong. You know, the NEC Centre where they have the concerts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
Is it shaped like an armadillo? Or
yeah, it's got kind of pointy, sharp shape.
Yeah, I might have got that completely wrong.
This sounds amazing. But is it a nice city?
I can't remember. Yeah, Fiona, sorry.
It's really nice. It gets such a, like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, go to Scotland. Edinburgh is the default. And, like, Edinburgh is great and all, but it's really touristy and expensive. Whereas Glasgow is a better place to kind of live and go out and stuff, I think. But, yeah, no, I loved it. I actually, when I went over, because I didn't know anyone, I was like, okay, right, I'm going to have to make an effort to, like, get out and make friends and meet people and stuff. So I took up Gaelic football at the age of 21, having never actually played it. So that was kind of a disaster, but entertaining.
And did you stick at it for long?
So I did it for the like the 9 months I was over there. But yeah, like, it was hilarious because there was the club had only just started up in the college, and there was like lots of girls from like Ireland and Northern Ireland and stuff, but there was also, we had like a girl from New Zealand and a girl from Greece who were playing, but the girl from Greece like kind of didn't really understand the rules, and she would like, you know, go in slide tackling people.
Yes,
and
we're like, yes, oh, like that.
You can't do that. She's like, why?
Oh, that is great.
Dude, away. And so you like Glasgow, you came back, and how many years do you have left then in college?
So I had my final year.
Okay.
And halfway through my final year, I broke my foot in the most boring way. Everyone's like, oh yeah, were you out? Did you, you know, fall off a bar or whatever? But no, I was stepping outside my front door going home for the weekend, and my ankle went from under me and I broke a bone in my foot.
Oh.
So then I had to, like, it was starting to rain and I had to like clamber back into the house, try to open the door. And yeah, so then I had to
Did you get surgery?
Luckily, no, but I had to get like a plaster cast for 10 days and then I was in like a walking boot. But I had to get like taxis to college because I couldn't walk on it, and it was in final year.
God.
And oh, it was such a ball.
And so was the dream always to then go to Dublin afterwards?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure. I really did like Glasgow and I was tempted to go back, but I hadn't lived in Dublin, so I decided to give Dublin a go. And mainly I liked the, when I was back in Cork, like in say school and stuff, I'd be always hearing about gigs that are on in Dublin. I was always like, oh, no one good ever comes to Cork. So when I did move to Dublin, I was just constantly going to gigs and stuff.
You've started to get a few more gigs in Cork though, in the, is it called the Independent Park?
Yeah, the Independent Park, which I haven't actually been to, but that seems to be getting a lot lately.
There was one where it was it the Coronas, Sigrid, and someone else maybe a year and a half ago, I think. And I was,
Jesus.
It was like, it was classic.
That's a great line.
Was it Dermot Kennedy?
Yes,
maybe?
It was. Dermot Kennedy, Sigrid, and the Coronas. And I was like, Jesus, all going on down in Cork. Mm. Right, let's talk about the main reason you're on.
Okay.
Oh,
cultural references of 15 years ago. Now, you said they are outdated, and yes, they are. And we sometimes get in trouble because we reference them on Spin 1038, which is obviously aimed at a younger audience, which wouldn't have a fucking clue what we're talking about.
But we continue on.
We can't help ourselves.
We can't stop, honestly.
We can't help ourselves.
I often dream about Richard Hillman driving into the canal with Gail Platt, and I can't not mention it.
Okay, so Fiona, first off, back in the glory days, obviously It's the big one. Is it Coronation Street or EastEnders? Which is your favourite?
Definitely Coronation Street. Now, I eventually watched both, but like EastEnders was just a bit too grey and depressing.
Oh, guys, I have to respectively disagree. I was such an EastEnders fan. Do you remember when Kat Slater first hit the scene? She was the very first person I ever fancied.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I don't know if I've spoken to you, Graham, do you remember her relationship with the doctor, Anthony? Do you remember? Fiona, do you have any idea?
Vaguely.
It was before Alfie. It was this doctor, Patrickson.
Oh, I do remember Anthony.
I loved that storyline.
Yeah, because he was so clean cut.
Yeah.
And she was a bit raw.
They weren't suited whatsoever.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But sorry, yes, Fiona.
No, it's Coronation Street.
Coronation Street. I don't mind speaking about that. Who would be your favourite character out of
15 years ago.
Yeah.
I think Norris is a solid.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Norris.
Do you remember on a Monday when you would have double curry?
Yeah. Oh. Was there Malcolm in the Middle in between episodes?
Rings a bell.
So I remember it was my house. We dabbled in Emmerdale.
How dare you?
We dabbled. It was a bit, we just kind of.
If you missed it, it's grand kind of a thing. But
like, Emmerdale was the pre-drinks. So we'd watch Emmerdale and then we'd go, it would be curry, then it would be curry 7:30 to 8, EastEnders 8 to 8:30, and then curry again 8:30 to 9. Now, I don't know if I'm going too much into this, but I remember there was a period of time where on a Monday night, then straight afterwards on RTE, there would be Glee would be on.
Everyone bad.
Did you ever watch Glee?
No.
Yeah, I used to love it.
I remember
like never getting any like homework done on a Monday night. Just
Desperate Housewives as well. Was that on 8:30 on a Monday?
Was that Tuesday?
Was it Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday.
And I think that was the panel on a Monday night as well.
Yes, and that was about like 10, wasn't it? 10 o'clock. That was late. That for me was peak television.
Oh yeah.
You have, because you had nothing else to do. Internet wasn't really there. When did the internet really come in? It was probably coming in, but there wasn't really much happening.
It was just the beginning of Bebo.
Didn't have much mobile phones. Yeah. You'd be sitting down there watching Curry and EastEnders. I'd have to say my favourite one would have to be Dev. Dev is my favourite.
I was going to say Dev. Dev and Deirdre.
I clicked on the other day and he was on it, and because I don't watch it at all now, but like, I remember his two little babies and they're both like 16, 17 now. I was like, oh God. Jesus.
But Fiona, do you remember the relationship between Dev and Deirdre?
Yeah, that was a scandal
now. That was bonkers.
Mm-hmm. Here's one, and I don't know why I've never forgotten this. Oh, I remember why.
And just throw it out there, man.
Fiona, I don't know if you remember this one. It blew my mind when I was watching it because it was a 30-minute Coronation Street episode, but it was filmed in one room with two characters. Do you remember Curly Watts?
Yes.
With the glasses.
The glasses and the straight hair.
Blind as a bat.
He was called Curly because he had straight hair. Raquel was his ex. Is this ringing any bells?
Yeah.
And they weren't really prominent at the time when this episode happened. And then out of nowhere, there was a 30-minute episode in one of the houses. I can't remember whose house it was. What's the name of the girl the woman who used to work in the taxi office and used to call her, and she has the two sons, one of them
Eileen Grimshaw.
They were in Eileen Grimshaw's what a call.
Well played, Fiona.
They were in Eileen Grimshaw's house for some reason. Maybe they moved out, but there was a 30-minute episode. I have to find this online. I have to figure out what the hell was going on with this.
Do you remember Maxine? Didn't she die?
Yeah, that was Richard Hillman.
Oh, was that Richard as well?
And she
was at a party or something, and then he had broken in, and then he's like, "You should have stayed at the party, Max."
I was awfully upset when Tyrone and Maria broke up.
I never really bought them as a couple.
Oh, I didn't as well. Visually, I didn't see it, but it kind of gave me confidence. I saw Tyrone and I thought maybe I could be Tyrone.
The underdog.
Okay, I'm going to do a little quiz. It's someone that's popped into my head and you two have to go against each other to see can you get the name.
Oh, I feel Fiona's going to win.
The original owner? Who is the original owner of the Knicker Factory Underworld?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Mike Baldwin?
Is it Baldwin? I didn't know. It's definitely Mike. Mike Baldwin. Yeah.
Oh, Fiona.
Yeah.
I've been swatting up. I was trying to prepare.
What is... Let's see now. Can I think of another one?
It's hard. Do you know it's we have so, so much?
It's so hard because I feel like you know these people.
On a side note, guys, I did flick on Emmerdale the other night. I've never watched a full episode before.
Yeah.
But a former Coronation Street character is now in Emmerdale. They've made the crossover.
Oh, Eileen Grimshaw's son.
Is it?
I think...
I don't know the name, but I went,
is it a fella?
Sir, I've seen you before.
Is it a fella?
Yeah.
I think, okay, I think that is Eileen Grimshaw's son's real brother in real life.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's a... Oh, crap. Jason Grimshaw was the character and his brother...
It's absolutely bonkers. Made the crossover.
Sons.
Oh, I know the actor's name. What's his name?
Okay, I'll get his name here, don't you worry.
I wish I still watched Coronation Street when Keith Duffy was in it.
Okay.
You did watch it then? Oh,
no,
that was glory days.
Oh, that was class.
Did you watch it, Graham?
Okay, I have the... Okay, what were the name of the two Grimshaws?
Todd and Jason.
Whoa! Well,
Fiona's done her homework.
Well done.
Fiona has no life.
So, Jason Grimshaw, real name is Ryan Thomas.
Yes.
That's it.
His brother then is... Or his half-brother is... Oh, no, that's his real thing in Coronation Street. I'm reading this Coronation Street thing. His half-brother is Todd Grimshaw and his mother is Eileen Grimshaw. But wait, that's actually Coronation Street.
Remember we spoke about on the show, Graham, Richard Hillman's ghost was making an appearance.
Yeah, did that ever happen?
Did that happen,
don't
Fiona?
Know. It's a big issue because we don't actually watch it anymore. Do you?
No.
It's got a bit shit. Has it gone shite or is it only shite because we don't know what's going on?
It has gone shit. There's only so many storylines.
Is it
story
just because we know what, like Netflix and proper TV shows are at the time we didn't?
Well, like you had the glorious characters, Hayley Cropper. I loved Fred. Ashley, will you get a few sausages for me, Ashley?
I used to get so excited when they used to go out of Weatherfield. I remember they had an episode in Blackpool before.
Yeah.
With the tram crash.
Very exotic.
Remember the tram crash?
Jeez. Yes, it went to the corner shop, wasn't it?
The tram crash week. They did a whole week dedicated to it. Okay, so we've covered...
Oh, was an episode of that live as well?
It celebrates the 50th anniversary of Coronation Street, airing 610th. Curry live.
I feel like a part of the one disaster was live.
Because I know they did those live episodes for EastEnders where they're being
mistakes. Yeah, was it when someone was on the roof or something?
Yeah.
50 years on the 9th of December 2010. There was definitely something live. I remember watching either EastEnders or Coronation Street Live and I remember seeing someone forgot their lines.
Yeah.
Was that EastEnders?
Yeah. It was EastEnders.
Or I think one of the actors swore or something.
Yeah. I think it was Max from EastEnders. Maybe wrong.
So let's move to Coronation Street. I know, EastEnders. We've done Coronation Street.
EastEnders.
This is your wheel.
I always remember this episode. I'll be honest, guys. I don't know if you will. Cat Slater going out with Alfie. It is an episode dedicated about Alfie trying to find a condom. Does anyone else remember it? It was so memorable for me. Alfie ends up going out of the Queen Vic and he's walking all over the place. It's such a journey. At one stage, he goes up to a group of young lads. He's like, hey guys, do you have a condom? They end up punching him and tying a condom around his waist and it's like a balloon. I'll never forget it. And eventually he finds one and comes back and Cat Slater is asleep in the bed. I go, this is a brilliant episode. But EastEnders for me, you had so many characters. You had your Sharons, Phil Mitchell. I loved little Ben Mitchell. Mm. I remember just thinking, how are they related? Ben Mitchell with the glasses. He was such a sweet guy.
I always liked Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, Billy was nice.
Yeah.
And Robbie the street sweeper.
Obviously, standard, yeah.
Gus.
Oh, and the dog. What was the dog?
I liked
Wellard.
Wellard.
I liked Beppe.
Beppe was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think my mum fancied
Beppe. Remember
Beppe?
No.
Oh, you'd know Pepe De Sea.
He had a goatee.
Yeah, I think the first to ever have a goatee in a soap. Big Mo,
Little Mo.
She lived a life, Big Mo.
Jesus, those Trevor and Little Mo scenes were very hard to watch.
Yeah, Fiona, I don't know if you've seen the show Big Little Lies with Reese Witherspoon, have
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched the first season there a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
It deals with a lot of domestic abuse. Nicole Kidman's husband constantly kind of beats her up.
Okay.
And I went, the last time I've seen something like this is Trevor and Little Mo. Honestly.
It's horrible.
And that was so heavy. Mm. And the thing that's so scary, obviously, geez, it'd be terrible to live it, but watching it is the guys are so unpredictable and you're forever on the edge of your seat going, oh no, something's going to happen. I remember EastEnders with the gravy.
Oh, he poured the gravy over.
I was shocking. I was so happy when she killed him off with the iron.
Did she kill him with the iron? Oh, spoiler
alert. Or maybe...
I was
planning on watching that later. Maybe actually he didn't die from the iron. I think he crawled out of the house. Was that it?
I'll never forget. Did you watch what's that? Chernobyl?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Did you watch Chernobyl?
I didn't finish it, yeah.
It's too dark. I couldn't physically see it.
Trevor is in the nip in it.
What?
Yeah. So he has to dig a hole underneath Chernobyl, and he's one of the miners. And he has a Scottish accent, but he's in Chernobyl. And he's in the nip because they won't give them protective gear and it's so hot from all the radiation. He's in there and he's got a tiny little todger.
Trevor.
I go, there's Trevor.
What a great man. I'd like to think the person that was in charge of casting is just a massive EastEnders fan.
Yeah.
It's on my bucket list. I want to see Trevor naked. Let's do it. Would you have a favourite film, Fiona, getting into the movie world?
Oh, of that period? Of time?
Even, you know, I'm just a curious person. Even a film you've seen recently.
I would say probably The Dark Knight.
Oh, I agree, Fiona. Heath
is
Ledger.
Up there, yeah.
Dark Knight Rises.
In its prime. Not The Dark Knight Rises with Bane. It's The
Dark Knight Returns.
Yes.
With Heath Ledger.
Oh, Graham always says he's a massive fan of that Batman trilogy, but he forever gets
just
it wrong.
Names.
He always gets the name wrong.
Rises, Returns, and Be Back.
No, it's Batman Begins.
It's Terminator.
Dark Knight Rises.
I don't believe you. Prove it.
Have you seen The Dark Knight Rises with Bane?
Yes.
Have you?
I've seen them all.
Where were you when you saw?
I'll never forget it. It's in the same room.
Mammy O'Toole was asleep and she had her glasses on. She was asleep.
No, I've seen it with Bane, yeah. And then the bloody stadium explodes.
Oh, right. You could have seen that in the trailer.
Yeah, that's the only thing that stuck with me. I remember he was down in some tunnel or something like that.
You do a great Bane impression.
Hello, Fiona. It's very nice to have you on the show.
Sound like Sean Connery.
I know Fiona is going to be a huge fan of Big Brother.
Oh, Big Brother.
I just know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
We're speaking our language.
Guys, I'm going to throw it out there. Do you remember the contestant Bubbles?
Yes. Bubbles.
Do you remember when Bubbles...
I know the name, but I can't remember.
You'd know him. He wore a hat. He was a bit of a geezer. And he ended up injuring his foot. Do you remember when
just
he tried...
Just like Fiona.
Yeah, he tried to jump over the sofa. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Nasty Nick.
Who would be your favourite contestant?
Oh, do you remember there was a guy called Glyn from Wales?
The Welsh guy.
He was like 18.
Yeah, lifeguard.
Yeah, and he had never done anything.
I'm
so
boiling
like
an egg for the very first time.
Exactly.
Wasn't he on with Imogen Thomas? Another Welsh lady, yeah.
He was a virgin. And I remember they were all saying, like, you're going to get so much sex when you leave here. And he looks so afraid.
He's going to stay in the house.
This skinny lifeguard.
It's like when Matt Cardle won the X Factor and Harry Styles whispers in his ear, think of all the pussy you're going to get. Matt Cardle, terrified, wearing yellow trousers. He has just sang Katy Perry Firework. And he's like, oh, no.
So, Glyn, who was with Glyn? So, you had, that was also peak Big Brother. because I'm thinking Imogen.
Yeah, that was like
Glenn.
Nicky Graham time, wasn't it?
You had Mikey. I remember a guy
Mikey
called
was Mikey.
No, not the blind person.
Oh,
there
Mikey
was another.
And he ended up going out with a girl called Grace.
Grace. Yeah.
They're still together.
Are they actually?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez, that's crazy. Do you remember the series with Victor when he would be so much fun in the diary room? Do you remember Victor, Fiona?
Victor. God. Struggling. I'm going to
look up Victor.
Okay, here we go. This was in Big Brother 2006. Bonnie, Pete George, Pete.
Pete. Tourette's Pete.
Is that Pete?
Oh, that's Pete Bennett or something.
Pete Bennett, yeah. He'd always go, wanker.
I was bored the other day and I looked up the best of Pete Bennett. Honestly.
He was one of my favourite characters.
I looked him up. He was on Loose Women a few years ago.
How is he?
He's been kind of struggling a bit.
What?
Well, just with everything. Life. He was a bit nervous. I think he really got into drugs after Big Brother. I was like, Pete, that's the last thing you need.
What's the one we like? What's our favourite one? Rex, Mo, Mikey. What episode is that? What season was that?
Darnell.
Do you
remember?
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Can you play a song? Darnell definitely has a few bangers on YouTube.
No, I'll play when Darnell interrogates.
This is, okay, I want to paint a picture in case you forget, Fiona, and even for the listener, even though I've completely forgot that someone else could be listening to this. There was a task where half of them were criminals and the other half were detectives and police officers, and they had to find, I think somebody has stolen something, and they have to interrogate the prisoners. And Darnell is taking it really seriously. He's a prisoner and he's been interrogated by Mikey the blind guy and Mo.
No.
And Mo keeps farting. And Mikey has a fake mustache, sunglasses, and he's holding the gun the other way round. And Darnell...
Jesus, sorry.
Okay, is this where they're taking Darnell in? And Darnell's taking it really seriously. He's like, I'm not going to fucking talk to you punks. You're pigs.
So this is Big Brother 9. Also in this year, you had Mario. Remember him?
He
was hench.
Yes, and he was... Was there a woman that he was kind of like going out with?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play this now. So you're on the same fader here, if you want to try it.
Late last night, Darnell was up the whole night, so that's what we need to question him on.
Yeah.
Here we go. So Mo has just put his hand up.
Mo's trying to high five because he was good friends with Darnell. But Darnell is really in character.
He's dressed in black and white stripes like he is a prisoner.
And he just walked by Mo's high five without high fiving him.
Creepy cop.
Darnell Swan.
Put your hands under the desk.
That's Mo.
God damn it.
Bet you think you're a big man, don't you?
I've got a gun in my hand.
You're in my territory now, so don't fuck with us.
He's a drunk in a uniform.
You've been up all night. You did it. You better wipe that smile off your face and I'll hit this gun across.
All right, listen.
The thing is, Mikey is blind.
And he has the best fake mustache.
Now, did you take the token?
I don't know what the hell you're
doing.
Did you take the token?
Were you called to die in the room yesterday?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Were you called to
die
in yesterday?
Diary room.
You guys are the two worst excuses for police officers.
This is
this a joke?
Where was you between the hours of 6 p.m. yesterday till 11 p.m?
That's a Mo fart.
I was at your girlfriend's house, punk.
Mo farted.
This is your girlfriend.
Right.
Farted in his face.
Oh god.
Disrespect. Okay.
This is
the best. It's the best.
This best because me and you keep watching clips of Big Brother 9. But Fiona, which one do you believe is
Brian
the best?
Brian Dowling is great.
But that was actually a pretty boring series.
Was it?
Remember last year when they did on Channel 4, don't know if you watched it, they did the best bits. So every night they took a different year and they talked about how good that year was. Brian Dowling's year was good because it was the first or second year, but it wasn't amazing.
See, it was more like a science experiment is what they were kind of advertising it as the first year or two, and then it just turned into total trash.
Do you remember
that,
Kinga? When... Kinga with the bottle.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, do you remember you'd be watching that? And it wasn't just Big Brother. I loved Big Brother's Little Brother with Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot, yeah, that was so good.
And Davina McCall was just... She was the best presenter around.
Sorry, Big Brother's Big Mouth at Russell,
Russell
Brand.
That was so cool.
Jeez, that really kind of put him on the scene.
I don't know if
he was on lots of drugs as well, and he was doing that. He's come out and said.
I don't know if you listened to the episode, Fiona, when we chatted to Ray Shah.
I did, actually, yeah.
Oh, we were so in excited. Our element. We were loving it. And, like, his season was shit. I think we even said that to Ray. It wasn't
Yeah, they were
good.
All, like, friends.
There was... You had your man from Brainiac
John
in
Tickle.
It, John Tickle. But they did something really funny. They took Cameron, who I think ended up winning it, the Scottish guy, and they put him into the African Big Brother for, like,
what?
A week or two. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They did something like that. But Ray Shah was my favourite watching that season because he was really outspoken, and then obviously underneath the duvet that was the big moment.
What about...
I was looking up random tasks that they did the other day, and there was one where they all had to lick a crisp. Like, there was 6,000 grams of crisps, and they had to lick the crisp and then figure out what flavour it was, and there was like four different buckets that they had to put them into.
What season was that?
I think that was the Darnell Mikey.
Oh, of course it was!
Yeah. And then I think Mikey sneezed in a tissue, and the tissue ended up in the big bowl of crisps that they all had to lick, and then they were going crazy.
That does ring a bell. Oh, here, can you play the clip of when Mikey gets hit with the ball?
Okay, well, it's very visual.
But Mikey gets furious. So Darnell and I think Mo, they're in the garden, and they're just throwing a baseball.
Well, they've got a baseball bat as well.
But the baseball hits the wall and cracks Mikey in the head. He's in the jacuzzi and it looks so sore.
Okay.
But imagine not being able to see and then feeling the pain.
There we go.
Strike one.
Oh no, there's no video. Where
Surely just Mikey hits with the...
Yeah.
Strike one.
Ah, that's bad audio. Where is it?
Oh, that was Rex was in that.
Rex was... doing it.
Didn't he was like runners up, right?
Like he gets smacked in the head with a baseball, yes.
Bitch, don't fuck with me, Mo.
Oh no, so Darnell is throwing the ball to Mo.
Yeah.
Rex is watching and Mikey is in the pool. They're in a kind of a triangle shape around the pool.
I'm loving this too, Mo.
Strike one. I can't believe he swung at that. That was god awful.
Give me a nice one, man.
It was me, Mo.
That's fucking bastards.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Fucking idiots.
Sorry. I'm only laughing at like how angry you are.
Let me get the fucking side.
Is he alright, Rex?
Hold him
off. Good. Oh god, okay.
That was better than I remembered.
Yeah, that was. Here, I want to ask you, Graham, and you, Fiona.
Yeah.
First of all, first question, would you appear on Big Brother? First to Fiona, would you?
Oh, sorry, say it again. I put your thing down by accident.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No.
All right. If you were to go on it.
Back in the day, I kind of thought I would, but now I'm kind of like, oh god, no, definitely
not.
Yeah.
Now, though, let's say you did go on it. How do you think you would do? Like, I doubt you'd be the first one voted out, Fiona, and I'm not just buttering your bread. But where do you think you would end up? I'd love to...
How many's in the original house? 12? Let's say
12.
Okay.
I'd say I'd be middle of the road.
Yeah.
Average. Sixth person gone.
And you'd be okay with six.
Oh, six,
you know. I would love to reach the final. Obviously, I wouldn't win. Maybe top three. Like, I would love to be in the top three.
Fourth, I'd be happy with.
Yeah.
I would like to reach the last week.
Mm.
So then you know.
How would you do it,
Greg? You get a bit of publicity.
Would you have
a
mind frame going into it? Like, I want to be everyone's friend. It's a tough one. Like, obviously you want to be yourself, you want to be nice to everyone, but you also need to be entertaining.
I think my plan of action would be that I would, don't want to sound corny cheese, but I'd try to be myself. But yeah, what I would do is, to be that entertainment is, if there was a task or if there was anything going on in the house, I would jump 100%
into it. Be enthusiastic.
So, like the interrogation scene, I would get into character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would try and do it all. And I would take all the tasks seriously. Now, that might backfire because I naturally would, because I'm super competitive. Mm. So I think that could backfire against me. People go, well, Graham just being an arsehole. So I don't know.
Do you think you'd like the diary room?
Yeah, I would like private space. I like my own space. So.
What about you, Fiona?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just want to escape a lot of annoying gobshites, you know.
Fiona, we've been asking you loads. We're nearly in here an hour now. Jeez, I have to go back to work?
I really enjoyed this.
I have another, like, 10 minutes?
Well, we'll wrap. Is there any TV cultural reference that you want to bring to us?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I was looking up a few reality shows that I had completely forgotten about.
Yeah.
Do you remember Soap Star Superstar?
I do not.
I don't.
But what
really?
Is that?
Oh, it was on ITV and it was like the likes of your Corrie and EastEnders and Hollyoaks, Emmerdale, whatever. Those actors who fancied themselves as singers. And I think the public had to vote on what song they would sing. And then, like, it was, everyone was taking it really seriously. And
this is amazing.
There was a big scandal because apparently a load of the voting had been rigged. And yeah, I remember there was a guy who played, was it Craig Harris or something? He was like the goth teenager. Oh. But he
who hosted it,
thing.
Fiona?
Who hosted it? Oh, I can't remember.
Not amazing.
Sure.
Presented by Ben Shepherd, Fern Britton, and Zoe Ball.
Oh, solid lineup.
That's a big lineup. The judges: Bill Sammoth, don't know who that is. Chris Cowie, don't know who that is. Cilla Black, top notch. Martine McCutcheon, yeah. Michael Ball, I know of him. And David Guest. David's dead!
Oh!
David's dead!
We've come full circle.
Oh my god. So yeah, so season one, you had Crossroads. Jeez, remember
what
Crossroads?
Year was this?
2006, yeah. Season one, 2007. This is a fantastic. Oh my god, Michael Greco. Was he who played Beppe? Oh my god!
Beppe!
Beppe was on season one! God, he finished ninth, Michael Greco!
Can you watch this on YouTube?
It's probably there.
Christ, I'm going to look at this.
What's it called? Soapstar Superstar.
Soapstar Superstar.
They pumped a lot of money into
that
it.
That is unbelievable. Richard Fleshman. Who's Richard Fleshman?
I'm even such a sucker for alliteration.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing. Green to red.
That's nice. I like it.
Oh, here we go. Andy Cotton. So he plays Sean. You know Sean from. Hold on a second. You know Sean on Carnation Street?
No.
Ah, you do know Sean. Is the blonde
you
guy.
You do?
The blonde guy. This guy, look at him here. You know Sean?
He lived with Eileen Grimshaw.
Ah, yes, I know Sean. Yeah, I know Sean.
Okay, Anthony Cotton. Let's see, can we get him? He won. Ah, why isn't he not coming up?
Jeez, Martin McCutcheon looks like a supermodel.
That is such a shout. Andy Cotton introduction. No, it's not coming up. You're only getting Anthony Fleshman. I don't know who
That's
he is.
That's great. I love that. Any other shows we should be watching?
I was looking back at Irish TV shows.
California?
California is, with the Corminator. That was classic. But I was looking at one that I'd forgotten about, and it was called Charity 252. And it was where a load of celebrities, loose quotation marks, had to present a radio show for like 24/7 for like a week. And I think Jerry Ryan hosted it and people could vote them out. And I think there was a lot of like mistakes and gaffes and bad fade outs and all this kind of stuff.
I'm sorry, you could listen to the radio show on like FM.
I think it was on Long Wave 252
or something. That is phenomenal.
It's called Celebrity 252.
Charity 252,
Charity
I think.
Charity 252.
It was for the telethon back in the day.
That is a genius idea.
Let's take that idea.
Yeah, I want to steal that. RTE Charity 252 goes on air Friday the 14th. Each evening, Jerry Ryan will host a TV eviction program highlighting the day's events, talking to contestants, and it doesn't give me anyone who's on it.
I think Emma O'Driscoll from Six. I think Eamon Dunphy was on it.
That would be,
and
that
Larry, would be.
Larry Mullen from U2.
Johnny Logan, I think.
Oh, what's another year?
I see what you did there. You got confused with Larry Gogan.
Yeah,
and I've done that myself.
He said he's done it on the radio.
On the radio, I went, R.I.P. Johnny Logan.
Jesus, hasn't television... Obviously, we have Netflix and Apple TV and Amazon.
It lacks a bit of heart.
Hasn't it... Because the market's now so saturated, obviously it's taken money from the likes of RT and BBC and all that kind of stuff. Hasn't it screwed over the good old-fashioned television? Do you remember the shipwreck, Fiona? Where they had to sail around Ireland for $100,000 was the prize. $100,000!
Insane.
And then didn't the boat crash?
Yeah, I think it hit rocks off, like, Tory Island or something. I think it was meant to be on for 8 weeks and it, like, crashed two weeks
And then they came in onto the Liffey and... But Jesus, $100,000 was... And then there was Treasure Island. Do you remember Treasure Island? Where there was Irish people. It was kind of like Bear Grylls. But they'd go to an island.
They'd go to like Fiji or something.
And they had to find the buried treasure. It was
the
insane.
The budget back then.
Oh, they were the good old days.
We don't want to be too negative. We still have The Masked Singer. Are you watching that, Fiona?
Yes. I'm watching it occasionally. Yeah. And it's just the judges are just painful.
I know.
Painful.
Rita Ora.
I don't like seeing Jonathan so old looking.
I don't mind Jonathan on it.
No, I like him on
it's
it.
All right.
He's just wearing weird outfits.
But Jesus Christ, Rita Ora is so frustrating on it.
Yeah, and it's just they're like, you know, guessing the most A-lister Hollywood people who obviously
one of them
aren't.
Said on Saturday, is it Adele? I go, are you...
That's what Alan Carr said.
Adele.
My friend, my good friend. Well, it... You know it's your bloody friend.
And when they say Bruno Mars and
they said Ariana Grande.
I was like, seriously?
Yeah, no, that was the weirdest one. Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Is he known for singing? He's an actor.
Ridiculous.
Away from the TV, can I just ask Fiona, how are you finding the pandemic? So there's five in your gaff. Is it just same old thing, doing the same routine?
Yeah, it's fairly repetitive. Same kind of working every day in the house. I'm doing like my gym is doing like loads of Zoom workouts and stuff. So doing those classes like every day just to have social contact with somebody else and actually get off my arse. So
what was the last trip you went on before pandemic?
I was in Brussels the week before lockdown.
Oh, what were you doing there?
And even so, me and two friends from work were just going over for a weekend. And like, we were even, you know, before we went, we're like, ooh, should we be going? And we were looking at the number of cases in, you know, Belgium. There was like 100 in the country. And we're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't go. And then, you know, the travel was still allowed. So we did go. But we probably shouldn't.
Did you just stay in Brussels or did you go around?
We just stayed in Brussels. Yeah. Just, ate a lot of chocolate. A lot of chips.
When do you think?
Beer.
When do you think we'll be back? When do you think we'll be on next
Come
holiday?
On, Fiona.
Fiona, I've got a gun to your head. You're the minister for everything. What are you saying? When can we go on holidays again, minister for everything?
Oh, I would say probably January 22.
I
was thinking that as
well. And you know what? If we say that to ourselves, and it's earlier, bonus.
I know. Yeah. But guys, I don't know what mindset I should have because I said in March there will be level 3 and I keep pushing that date.
What are you basing that on?
I just kept thinking that.
So our mutual friend Sean, friend of the podcast, messaged me a couple of weeks ago or last week, preliminary booking in for a birthday brunch. I go, isn't your birthday in February? He goes, yeah, just in case. I go, all right.
Yes. Yeah, I said that's going to
absolutely.
Happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's perfect. And then I'm like, that's not happening.
But hear me out.
I'm hearing you,
brother.
Kept
thinking March. There could be level 3. A little bit of level 3. Now I'm
My birthday is the start of April. And I was in lockdown the last time. So I'm hoping.
Oh, that is great.
I'm hoping I won't have two.
Because it's a big 3-0.
Oh, it's a 3-0.
Yeah.
I think Fiona, I'm the 301 May. I think we're going to be in lockdown. I think, Nathan, you could get away with it.
I kind of wouldn't mind being in lockdown. I don't want a massive fuss or
anything.
I don't
want to acknowledge it.
No, I don't like the party.
Fiona, we have kept you on for nearly an hour. This episode is over an hour. My God, thank you so
Fiona,
much.
Fiona, thank you so much for listening. You are the best. Mate. You've been so much fun. I've really enjoyed, like, selfishly, just speaking about these references. Kari, EastEnders, Big Brother, has been so good.
And just to report back to your email, you said you have rediscovered your love for Last Resort by Papa Roach.
Oh, good stuff.
And which made it to the top played songs of the year on our Spotify. So here we go, Fiona, playing us out. It is Papa Roach. Thank you so much, Fiona. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
man. See you, Fiona.
Thank you
bye.
So much.
Cut my